Well, I'm sure you've heard all about the proposal to privatise the ABC. It came from the Young Liberals, and over half of them voted in favour of it. Ranald McDonald is a former broadcaster on the ABC and a former editor of The Age in Melbourne. He's now spokesperson for Friends of the ABC. Mate, did the proposal to privatise Auntie come as a surprise to you?
Well, Bill, all I can say is it's slightly depressing that the Young Liberals, the future of the Liberal Party, were the ones that proposed the motion. No, it didn't come as a surprise.
How seriously should we take it?
Well, I think you should take it seriously in that the ABC has been harassed, bullied, its funds cut, it's lost 1,000 people over the years. And, of course, it started with Tony Abbott, the big cut, though, to be, I'm now going to be politically correct, and balanced, because certainly under Hawke and Keating there was a biggest huge cut.
Yeah,
but not as big as Tony Abbott, because he took out $254 million, and then on top of that, of course, we lost, I say we as a former ABC person, we lost the Australian network, which is the foreign voice of Australia that goes to the north and also reports back to Radio Australia.
Now, a bunch of government ministers have lined up to dismiss the idea of privatising the ABC. Does that give you any comfort?
None.
Wow, that's pretty straight.
Well, simply, I don't want to beat around the bush. I mean, frankly, we know that the Minister for Communications used to be an IPA member. This is very IPA and right-wing driven.
Yep.
And he was an IPA member. In 2008, he said it was a worthwhile thing to look at, selling the ABC. And frankly, the giving in to the right wing of the party some of that also on the national side has been substantial. And, of course, Pauline Hanson getting her little bit in. And I think that there's been this trend to really harass and bully the ABC and cut its funds.
But ironically, selling the ABC would make it harder for the other commercial stations to raise their money, because you'd be sharing out the pie.
Well, I'll answer that question by saying that Mitch Fifield himself, when he was asked, said that the News Limited didn't compete with the ABC because the ABC didn't sell advertising, and there's very strong evidence that a strong and independent public broadcaster actually raises standards. It does things that the commercial media won't, like cover the rural areas, really in-depth investigative stuff, a whole lot of things. So I would say that there's a great loss, and it's not even going to happen, because in a democracy like Australia, you need alternative voices.
I'm talking with Ranald McDonald from Friends of the ABC. Ranald, in spite of all the attacks on the ABC, the truth is that the vast majority of Australians still love and trust the 86-year-old institution, eh?
Well, they do trust it. It does children's, it does emergency services, it does rural and regional, it does everything you like, science and everything. It is an important part of our social fabric, in my view, and also ought to be reporting and be Australia's voice overseas.
And I guess with all the American influence in our culture, the ABC is more important than ever now.
Yeah, well, there's a rally in Sydney on the 8th. Philip Adams is chairing it. There's a rally in Melbourne on the 15th. They're both Sundays in July. There's one in Brisbane. There's one in Tasmania and Western Australia. But one of our placards is ABC ... It's not fake news.
God bless you, mate. Thanks for talking to us tonight.
Thank you.